step up their game online and in person for the holiday season, from dangling more discounts to livening up their stores. Walmart, for example, will hold parties for customers, increase the number of product demonstrations, and expand the role of employees who help customers find the shortest register lines in their stores. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 this Thursday, November 2nd, 2017. Good morning, everybody. 7:06 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. That's right, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you know what? The our guy with the weather just wandered away.
I know.
And he took the weather with him. The weather.
Okay, so Bob's going to do a real quick weather report for us here while he looks at
you'll take
his
it over.
Computer.
You'll take it over after that.
The backup pitcher steps in. Partly sunny skies today. The high only about 65 degrees. We've got rain likely tonight after midnight. Cloudy, a low around 50. Rain and a high of near 57 on Friday, and rain off and on throughout the weekend, and that'll go right into Monday with a chance of showers. Currently in Redding, we have 54 degrees. Shasta Lake remains 53 feet from the top of the dam. This report
is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning. Good morning, Trish Clark.
Good morning. I like Thursdays.
Hey, well, you know what? The reason that Chris, who is our news guy, he always prints out the weather before he leaves.
Yes.
And the reason he didn't is because you could hear him. He is just so excited. He's so excited about the Astros winning. Except it wasn't the Astros winning. He could care less about this.
It was
he could care less about the Astros. It was the Dodgers loss because he's a
49ers
fan. He's a Giants fan. So he
just goes to show how much I'm involved in this whole baseball thing.
So Linda, last minute, we were at the at Turtle Bay. They had an opening of their new exhibits, and I tell you what, if you haven't been there, okay, everybody run on down, take a look at the exhibits. It's art and textiles from their own collection, and they've got a whole wall of portraits and etchings and prints of Mount Shasta, and articles from like Harper's Bazaar from the 1800s of people, but all of Mount Shasta there, and then you've got all these other things. But when we got back home last night, and by the way, Five Star Bank was the benefactor of this, and Five Star Bank has at this point reached $100,000 in support of Turtle Bay.
Nice.
In the museum. Yeah, they're up, they're at the very top right now, and all the executives from Five Star Bank were in here. They have this party, they have a Christmas party every year. It's not a Christmas party, but it's in conjunction with what Turtle Bay does. Anyway, go home to watch the game, and after the game's over, Linda goes, "Well, what'd you think?" I said, "Well, frankly, neither one of these teams. I have no attachment.
No,
I have nothing. I have no dog in the fight here.
Yeah.
For baseball, I like baseball. I like Colt 45 baseball.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be in the series in the next couple of years. Okay. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I think I'm really anxious to see some cold weather.
Is it time?
I didn't think I'd ever say this, but I'm kind of just done with the heat and the watering of the yard and the whole thing that comes with summer. We need some fall here for a little while before we just get in the throngs of winter. So
It's time.
Get a little rain out of this and turn off the sprinklers.
We've got like a half an hour before the next, for the next guest
all
shows
right.
up. And I always kind of try and hold that open because I'd love to hear from you on certain things. And I'm going to throw out some things.
Okay.
All right. Gas prices. went up yesterday. 12 cents for just gas. 20 cents for diesel plus a tax in there. Brings another 3 cents to it.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that? And now, $54 billion over the next 10 years is supposed to come in to fix our roads.
And I think I've heard that song before. Having said that, I just got back from that long trip on the road. And we had two hurricanes. And as I traveled across the United States, paying a maximum of $2.49 a gallon. Any place. They were all complaining because of the hurricanes, their gas prices had just gone up 50 cents a gallon.
Yeah, because all the refineries shut down.
Because they couldn't ship. Yeah, exactly, because of all of the flooding, etc. So, I mean, we're $2.49 max, sometimes $2.13, sometimes, $2.29. And I did that for 6 weeks. So this whole nonsense of over $3 a gallon, which is what I was paying when I left California, and now it's going to be up to what, $3?
Well, it depends. See, now some of the stations haven't added any right now because they're getting gas at really good prices, so they haven't really stomped on it yet. Others have here in town have raised it already, the 12 and the 20 cents. Almost everybody's raised the diesel, and so. And one of the owners of one of the stations who also, they sell everything else there too. He goes, the ones he says he sees be an impact on this is all the people running the contractors, the people that work that have diesel trucks.
Mm-hmm.
The 1 ton trucks or 3/4 ton with diesels. That right there is gonna hit them.
And well, the truckers, the cost of shipping everything that comes into the North State comes in by truck.
Every 3 days we turn over the shelves.
There you go.
So. You think about that. So if it's going to be, let's just say 23 cents a gallon. And how many gallons they hold? 50? 100 gallons?
Yeah.
So that adds up. And then you've got, and then from that, you know, even if they don't push that whole thing across, at first, eventually it will be. So everything's going to go up that much. Food, clothing, light bulbs. Everything is going to go.
Everything that comes into the North State comes in by truck.
That's right. So, I mean, which is funny because we have a train that comes through here, four times a day.
Yeah.
At least. It seems like people would be able to ship some things on that train up here.
I think a lot of it goes through us and goes up north.
I don't see it ever. No. Does it ever stop here? I mean, just think, if you put if you put everything that goes into Walmart on a train, that's not going to happen because Walmart's got its own distribution center.
That's right.
Out there.
And they do it by truck.
And they do it by truck. And so it's going to impact everybody.
It's a huge deal, and there's absolutely no reason for it. And here's the deal. If you talk about it, and I don't know exactly where it is, on the money that's been allocated over the many years, they passed – how many of these we're going to fix our roads things over the last 30 years?
Uh-huh.
And then that money, I remember when I was on the board and we'd look at where the money came for different things. There's no nexus to the reasoning for where the money is. As an example, property tax. Everybody thinks property tax goes for the, they say, my roads, my public safety, those things. That's what we would think. Local needs, property tax. Your local jurisdictions get less than, I think Shasta County gets about 12 cents out of the property tax dollar. City of Reading maybe gets, I'm off the top of my head, I'm just guessing, but at 6 or 7 cents. That money doesn't stay local. That money goes back to pay for the schools. And relieves the state of their obligation.
I don't have kids in schools. I think I should just be able to, instead of all that money going to the state, if I'm only paying 12 cents out of the dollar to Shasta County and 7 cents out of the dollar to...
The city probably gets more than seven.
Well, let's just say they get 12 too. So instead of paying a dollar, I'm going to pay 24 cents. I'm going to send a check for 12 cents per, of the $3,000 I pay or whatever it is. I'll send only that amount, and I'll just drive a check directly to Larry Lees and Barry Tippin. Well, who, by the way, Barry Tippin saw him last night. He says, when can I come back on again? And I went, Barry, I'm going to get Barry on.
Good.
He And his, but his wife's sitting there too. She says, "Oh, I can tell when he's, you know, when so, you know, if he's getting upset or something like that." She, I can hear it in his voice. I said, "Can you tell if he's just not answering a question?" And she goes, "I'm not going to tell you."
Yeah, no. So, but the point that I was making,
yeah,
is that one time we had road money, gas tax money,
yeah,
that was going for mental health services.
But that's what they're saying is that they're taking that money.
The money's been diverted and goes in all different directions.
It's like Social Security.
That's right.
At the federal level, how much of that has been diverted out
from
being
what it
was supposed to do? Yeah.
It goes in the top, comes right out the bottom, and goes into their general fund.
How'd you sleep last night, sweetheart?
I slept really well, thank you. On my sleep number bed, setting is 55.
Well, it just so happens that my sleep number setting is also 55. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. But you know, hers is coming up. Maybe we're going down. Eventually, we're just, you know what? I figure in another 2 or 3 years of marriage, we're going to be like level, you know, together there. But, you know, sleep number gives you that opportunity. If you are sleeping and you need a firm mattress and your loved one needs a more of a, you know, a lighter touch, you can do that. Sleep number in their beds and the air and how you adjust it is just great. You do it through a remote. So guys are really good at it already. Because it's in our DNA. Not only that, but rated number one by J.D. Powers 2 years in a row. Rated number one by Consumer Reports. This is all sleep number. 91% of the people that have a sleep number bed recommend it to other people. It costs about the same as another high-quality bed. And right now you can get queens at $899.99. But you have to go down to the Target shopping center. You have to go into the store there, which is kind of like an Apple store. Everything is, you know, technology and beds and all that. Lay down on the bed. Let one of the trained professionals there show you how that bed adjusts to you. And guess what? They've got the new 360 smart bed, too. That as you move, it adjusts. Ooh.
And I want to tell everybody the accessories that go along with the bed. They have everything, the sheets, the pillows, the blankets, the whole thing that fit. And if you're like I am, sheets are a big deal in how they fit. Perfect fitting sheets at reasonable prices.
All of it. Sleep number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center and tell them that Carl and Trish sent you separately. We'll be right back.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds this Thursday in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Come join me from 6:30 to 8:30, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Ruth Kalen on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's this Thursday in Overtime Lounge, 6:30 to 8:30, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
At Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coach Master is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
Everyone's invited to an evening of fun and all-you-can-eat ribs with all the fixings, plus gun and bucket raffles, live silent, and fabulous dessert auctions. This benefit fundraiser is in support of Friends of the Shasta District Fair and the future of our wonderful fair and event center. Please join us Saturday, November 11th for all-you-can-eat ribs and an evening of fun with friends at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Dinner tickets and sponsorship tables available at Shasta District Fair and Event Center office or call 378-6789.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR1460 with Chris Clark and me. 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 2nd of November, 54 degrees, going up to 65 today, so it's not going to go much higher than it is right
now.
No,
and then look at that. It's going to stay within like 15 degrees. You know, it's not going to, you know, you're not going to be dressed in shorts in the morning fur coat in the morning and shorts in the afternoon.
James Masada always dressed in shorts. I don't care. I've seen him out there when it's snowing. In his shorts. Yeah. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew is a supporter, not only of this station, but also of this community in so many different ways. They're all, they've redecorated, they've redone it there. The two things that remain the same is great customer service and that walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Okay, Trish, even though you don't live here.
Yeah.
So you're ready to move forward to sell marijuana. Your thoughts on this?
Wrong. You got the message coming out, which I don't agree with, but I was hearing some speaker, a community addicted, the opiate crisis. We're raging with people addicted to drugs, and then we're going to solve that by selling marijuana and getting rich off of that. That makes absolutely no sense to me. They can tell me any way which they want that marijuana is not a gateway drug. That's just not true. It is a gateway drug. You talk to most people who are addicted on bigger things, 99% of the time, they went the path of marijuana, or they went with painkillers that were prescribed by their doctor. And either way, they end up addicted. And why in the world would we want to make it easier for people to buy marijuana?
Okay, Adam McElvain, who was here Monday, and Adam, I tell you what, Adam came in. I said we're going to be hammered on this one.
I listened to him.
And people, I mean, a lot of people are like you. Well, Adam, here's what Adam says. Even though Adam said I don't know about this, I'm not sure how that's going to happen. You know, he was up front, but he said he wants to get his arms around it, as does the chief. He said it. He says, at least if there's rules, we can go after to try and keep it off the black market.
There are rules, and they're there now. And they're called federal guidelines, and you don't sell marijuana, and you go to prison if you do.
And you don't shoot heroin.
Exactly.
But
enforce the laws that are there.
But if you shoot heroin up, somebody walks down the street, walks over to the police station and shoots up marijuana or shoots up heroin, the chief himself can walk out and he writes him a ticket. That's it, a ticket. He doesn't even go to jail. So here's the crux, I think, of the whole thing. You've got California becoming a sanctuary state. You've got California.
Have you seen the picture of the new border wall?
Selling marijuana. It's now legal anywhere in California to buy marijuana starting January 1st. You've got an opiate crisis going on in California. The people that the sanctuary state will suck in are not the same people that are moving out. And then now you're going to have the northern part of California, the Emerald Triangle, could theoretically corner the market on growing marijuana, because it's growing everywhere.
Yes,
it's growing. If you take a helicopter flight, or like I did, I took an airplane, a small aircraft, over to the coast, and I was riding with the highway patrol. And we walked, and we drove, I don't know how many marijuana. I have no idea how many grows we've gone over, including the ones in the greenhouses. I mean, perfectly tended. It looked like an apple farm out there from the air.
It's not new. It's been there. It's been there for years. I used to fly over with my husband, who Bob's been gone 10 years. And we would fly over and look, and they stand out like a diamond. And, you know, I mean, they're right there. You can't miss the marijuana.
And I know what you're saying. And you know what? In a different world, I would be right there. I don't think that selling something else, another substance that's going to deaden your brain and dull your senses, should be done. On the other hand, this war is lost. The war is over. Mm. We've been overwhelmed. We've been it started out in guerrilla battles, and right now the banks. And the people that run the banks, and the people that run the cities, and the people that run the government, who say themselves, I'm conservative, I am for law and order, but we're going to sell marijuana. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I agree. The war is over. If you were against the selling of marijuana, it's over. It's done. Talk to kids in school. It's a lot harder to get alcohol than it is marijuana.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Because they do these things, and it's hard to get alcohol.
Do you know, it's...
I know, you hate that.
Well, you do hate it. But we have... there was a... And I don't even remember where I saw it, but it was a discussion between older people and younger people today. And they were talking about when they were in high school and the things that... Did anybody ever die of an overdose when they were in school? And the comment was, no, that didn't happen. But driving tickets, never heard of it. People dying of an overdose. But drunk driving tickets, yes. And then they talk to the young kids now, and they say, so how many of your friends get drunk driving tickets? None of them. How many overdose? On a daily basis, two or three kids in the high school end up overdosing in this, you know, that they know of their friends, somebody.
Sure.
Okay, so the whole point of that is that, you know, we went head on. We fought when we were in high school. Do you remember that the fried egg? This is your brain on drugs.
Yep.
We were in the midst of the drug thing, and we didn't do drugs.
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
That's exactly right.
But they've been doing that ever since.
No. We backed off, and we went head over heels after guns and alcohol. And that's all we teach in the schools. We don't, you know, and what do? We So the drugs thing, that's coming in through the doctors, through the painkillers. They get them out of their medicine cabinets. These kids have got a plethora of a handful of drugs. They don't even know what they are, but they're taking them because they got them out of their grandma's cabinet or their uncle's cabinet or what have you. It shake a kid down in the high school. Go through those. I don't understand for a minute why they don't go through that.
They do. I think they search. They search those lockers
full all the time of stuff. No, they search.
Well, maybe, but. Here's the thing is, you can't give a kid a
an aspirin, but then get an abortion.
I'm not sure how we shifted over from marijuana to abortions, but I know.
We are so messed up as a society. We are so... And you say we've lost the war, but see, I can't begin to think that if we're going to just say, okay, well, we lost that war. We lost the war when they threw God out of the classroom, which started the whole thing, in my mind. Because you can just track right back to when all those decisions were made and the fact that your teenage pregnancy and drug addiction and all of those things just skyrocketed
Did any of your classmates get pregnant?
If they did, they went to Aunt Jane's. It was not celebrated. Now we build special schools for them and make sure that their little lives are not impacted by the fact that, oh, dear, they got pregnant. Oh, and this is your second pregnancy? It's all right. We want you to have a good high school experience and still graduate and still move forward.
Well, don't we?
Why not?
Don't, wait a minute. Don't we?
Don't
we want them to have go to high school and graduate and move forward?
We do, but we also want them to recognize that they did something wrong. This was not something now society's going to pick up the benefit for. You're not going to live a normal life. You have a child. You're 15, and you can't possibly live like your kid, the kid
like
next to you,
like most
that don't have a child.
Like most 15-year-olds.
With that act of getting pregnant and having a child comes a responsibility to now take care of that child. Your life is never going to be the same as the little girl that didn't have the child. We've lost that war. That's a fact.
We still want them to go to finish high school, though.
We absolutely do, but through their effort. Not everybody else bending over and making it possible and taking over their responsibility.
No, but they should be able to go to school and
absolutely.
Not be ostracized because they had a child.
Not ostracized, but certainly be aware.
Maybe not voted prom
your
queen.
Maybe
not being voted prom queen.
Maybe you can't go to all the other things that the other kids do because you have a child.
The Veterans Day Parade is going to be this Saturday at 10 a.m. in the city of Shasta Lake. I agree. You know what? Once you have that child, your life changes. But we tell people, instead of having an abortion, you have the child. You give the child up for adoption, or you keep the child. The girl, if she decides to keep the child because she doesn't want to have an abortion, should not be punished.
Oh, absolutely not. And we should make more of identifying the father and being sure that he, in fact, bears the responsibility of that child until they're 18 as well. And if he's a minor, then his family has to get involved in that. But it isn't society's duty to do that.
You're
and
right.
Make them feel not... You can't make them feel just like all the other students, and
that's what we try
to do.
No, they're changed.
Never going to be like the other students.
It has. Their lives have changed. On the other hand, you don't want to ostracize them. You don't want to force them out of school like it was back when we were kids. Because if a girl got pregnant in our school, or like yours, they went to see Aunt Jane. Did they ever come back to the school?
Not usually, no.
Not usually. There, see? Okay. Yeah. Hey.
There's a happy medium there sometimes.
There is. 25th Annual Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade.
I do. I'm going to go to that. You know, for many years I missed that because it was also the opening weekend of pheasant season.
Oh.
And that was always a conflict, but I'm not going pheasant season this year.
Starting, it's going to be down on Shasta, of course, on Shasta Dam Boulevard. They're having a big pancake breakfast in the morning between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. American Legion's Post 720 is going to have a luncheon right afterwards. There's always over 100 entries in this parade, and I'm going to be one of the announcers of it. I'll be up on the reviewing stand there. So come on down and see it. It's going to be a great parade as usual. Of course, the United States Marine Corps' 242nd birthday ball is going on the 10th. I don't know if there's still seats left, but if there are, give somebody a call. Give Mike Gutierrez a call at 524-7595. A lot of people are calling. Bob and Brenda are going to be there this year. Soup Kitchen today. Power to Senior Soup Kitchen. Today from 4 to 7 p.m. at Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. It costs $12, and the money goes to help those seniors who are having problems, you know, paying their electric bills.
Anybody who has received an overdue notice on
right.
that.
Right. Okay, and?
And I want to just give a plug about North State Giving, which is coming up on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. North State Giving Tuesday is powered by the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. 120 nonprofits in Siskiyou and Shasta County. This is a day that everybody goes together, and you can go online and you can make a donation to any one or several of these participating nonprofits. There's some matching money available. It's an opportunity for everybody to give back. It's a big deal. Last year there was over $700,000 that was given to organizations. And while you're in there looking at North State Giving Tuesday, I'm just going to throw a little plug in there. to just kind of get your mouse to center over the Frontier Senior Center, because we are in one of those nonprofits this year. Your opportunity in the South County to give back a little money into the South County. There's us and ACCA, the Anderson Cottonwood Christian Association. Those are the two South County organizations. So if you live in the South County, let's have some of that money returned to the community through North State Giving down there.
There you go.
Thank you.
25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're going to take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
Help raise awareness and join the fight against lung cancer at the 9th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash on November 4th. This exciting event will include door prizes, silent auction, and lots of bingo action for a great cause. It all happens at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Pick up tickets today for just $20 at Pace Cancer Center or Pulse Urgent Care. Help take out a killer at the 9th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash, Saturday, November 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. Sponsors include Pulse Urgent Care, Pace Cancer Center, Valley Clinical Lab, Shasta Pathology, and Dr. Ian Grady.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 54 degrees. You know, I saw Steppenwolf at the Buffalo Chip Campgrounds in Sturgis, South Dakota. You don't know. And I tell you what, you're there with like 10,000 people and probably like, you know, probably 500 motorcycles are in there, you know, just in that one, you know, in this compound, in that one where they were playing at in the field. And I tell you what, they're hitting this Born to Be Wild and hearing the, you know, Magic Carpet Ride, and people are just cranking on those bikes. Yeah. So
the John Kay Band came to Redding, Anderson, about 15 years ago, and they were playing in that center building where the ceiling is about 9 feet high. So imagine about 400-plus people packed into that with a full-on sound system. My ears rang for 3 days.
Oh, gosh. Well, we were down at the Cascade when that guy came with the guilt... Something in the Guilty Women, and great. I mean, it was really good, but it was so loud. We literally had to leave. It was so loud in there, and other people were saying the same thing and leaving. And when you were outside, you could hear it. I mean, I almost stopped and said, let's just sit here in the car and roll down the windows and just listen to it. We've already paid for it.
You know the speaker commercial where the guy's hair is blowing straight out behind him?
Yeah. They're sitting in the chair and their hair is...
Yeah.
They need to make a bigger deal out of that, because if they let the people that control the sound at the Cascade have their way about it, then the sound's good. Those people come in, they think they know better, and they don't know the acoustic, and they do that. They blow them out right out. And they are told, the people at the Cascade tell them, you're too high.
We need you to talk into the microphone. Okay. You know, I tell you that.
I know, I do.
Every Thursday. You turn over and you look at me, and then you look over at the door, and okay, let's go. Okay, now here's my favorite story. I'm just loving it. They keep it in Breitbart. You know, I read all different kinds. Huffington Post, Breitbart.
I don't read the Huffington Post.
I just do it because you got to get the other side here. USA Today, which you know, of course, is the mothership of Record Searchlight. You know, Record Searchlight at least is trying to fight it, I think, a little bit. Some of the things they print. I know, because, you know, the USA Today is completely rolled over. Anyway, but Breitbart's keeping a running tab on Hollywood and other celebrities that are being accused of sexual assault, sexual harassment, rape, all these things. Okay, the latest, it's up to 56 now. 56, and they name every one of them. And the latest, of course, is Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
And it's a woman who is, I guess, semi-famous now. She's an author and she writes for things. When she was 17, she was working on Death of a Salesman as an intern. And the things that Dustin Hoffman said to her and did to her were just outrageous. And she complained to somebody, and one of the producers comes over and says, look, honey, let's just get along here, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Go along.
But, you know, he grabs her butt, she grabs her boobs, and he says things to her. And, I mean, it's like, wow. And she said, it just ruined my whole experience. Well, she writes it. So Dustin Hoffman, who is 80, you know, now. And this was
80.
What, 80
he really?
He's 80 years old. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Dustin Hoffman then says, you know what? I'm so sorry I did this. I didn't realize I was blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so, and then you've got, I mean, it's just, anyway, 56, many
makes
of them.
Bill Cosby not so bad.
He's one of them, too. Bill Cosby right in the middle of it. But here's the thing is that many of them, and you haven't, you know, they're kind of like, they are in that level that we don't really hear about, but they're at the top of their profession, been fired, suspended, let go by their companies.
The head of NPR News. And
NPR
makes me want to throw things at the radio, but they stepped up and they aired their laundry. And God bless them for that. The head of NPR News has just left his job. He just resigned after allegations about his behavior. And he had been warned. They'd said, you got to knock this off. He didn't. And he's out of there. And they have reported the whole story. They did not flinch away from it. And I got to give them kudos for that.
So you're just, you know what? I'm loving this. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, all these guys, all these people that are standing up and all these, you know, hypocrites. You know, it's just, and Affleck and Damon both knew about Weinstein, who, by the way, Harvey is now under investigation by the police in L.A. and New York, because now there's rape allegations coming through.
How much of this, though, has met the statute of limitations? And how far back can you go on most of these things?
On things most of them you'll never touch. But it's here you can see that, and I frankly, I cheer them on. Ladies, men, now's your chance. When you were coming up through the ranks and you were, you know, you're a starlet or a young man, you know, trying to, you know, a novice, you're all trying to get up, and people took advantage of them. I'm going to give you this part. If you sleep with me, if you perform this act on me, or all these things. And they did, mm-hmm. because of the pressure on them. And what happened was, of course, a lot of times they didn't move forward. A lot of times they did move forward. Linda says, "Oh no, there were times that this, you know, she's known women that were very selective about who they slept with, But when they did, it was to move themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
So
it was an accepted form of advancing yourself, and you just were very careful about making sure that the person you were sleeping with was really somebody who could do something
could
for you.
It could help
and,
you.
And wasn't just telling you a story, and the and next day it was, I'm really not...
Not
who I said
the,
I
not
was.
Not the busboy at the Flamingo or something like that. Yeah. So anyway, but it's been interesting, and they've got this, and it's just more every day. And frankly, I love it because the hypocrisy of Hollywood and these people who are...
And
let's
the left.
Just face it. They're almost all of them are left, to the left of center. Almost all of them are.
Well, because the conservatives have always been considered prudes. A lot of them were, oh gosh, the morals and the Danny Kays and the Leave It to Beaver group and all of that and you know that family presenting of a family life, et cetera, Ozzie and Harriet, the whole picture.
No, I understand.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all those people were good conservative religious families that believed in right and wrong and kind of held that up as they went through. I don't see a lot of those names being portrayed as being involved in that.
Bill Cosby?
With the single exception of Bill Cosby.
Except unless you're a politician. Now, there's a number of politicians who have managed to step all over it themselves, Tim.
Yeah, well.
Hey, it's going to be 50 degrees tonight. It's not going to get... You know, it's going to keep getting colder. And if you haven't called Alliance Heating and Air, as we just did, to have them come out and check your heater and make sure that everything's working, all the coils are supposed to be doing what they're doing, or whatever, however these things work, that the filters are clean, air ducts, all that stuff, thermostat set right, you're missing out on this. This is the time to do it. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business over a quarter of a century. Voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business that treats you very, very well. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Trish Clark because I know you see what the next subject could be here. Oh, let me see. Did you know? Did you know that your iPhone may be keeping pictures of your cleavage? We'll be right back.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planners, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galebreath bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For a limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Bank or CNC Properties, or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is exactly 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 2nd of November. 54 degrees, going up to 65 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And Bastiani Arms brings us this portion of the show, 2539 Larkspur, the only place I go to buy firearms, all the accessories that go along with them. Great customer service, great gunsmithing. And veterans get discounts. Doesn't get any better than that at Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. Trishy, okay, so we've talked about drugs. We've talked about Hollywood celebrities. We've talked about the gas prices. And we've talked about selling marijuana. So, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
I almost hesitate to bring this up. I saw a story the other night on people up in Northern California are having to move their cattle because the wolf packs are taking the calves, and they can't touch them. Mm. The Fish and Wildlife Department, no longer Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife, are not able to warn them that they're in the area.
Right.
So now they're having, and this lady says, I love, and she says, these are my cattle. My whole thing is this, is I want them to live, and you could tell she was sincere about it, I want them to live a happy life as long as they can. Yes, they are sold, but while we're here, we should take care of them. They should not be chased, pulled down, and eaten while they're alive.
By wolves.
Or any other wild animal.
This is a vegan activist thing?
No. Well, what this whole thing is that, of course, the gray wolf is an endangered species in California. Except these gray wolves, of course, are not the same gray wolves that used to be in California. They've been introduced from Canada, and they are a larger predator than our regular gray wolves are. And then since then, they're starting to get hybrids, too, of coyotes and wolves.
Darn little things kind of make just, wherever
just
they want to.
Everywhere
you,
they go to. Anyway, yeah. So here you go.
Kind of like the spotted owl.
Now you have the people's livestock being taken down. Endangered species means you can't shoot them.
There's a solution.
Mountain lions, can't shoot them. Bears, you can't hunt with dogs anymore, so the number of bear permits have dropped by like 60-70%. Mm-hmm. And now we're starting to have, people are starting to wonder why we're having a shortage in the deer population. Excuse me? You're wondering why we have a shortage in the deer, and it's going to be elk. Mm-hmm. You know, the few elk that we mm-hmm. have here. It's because of bears, lions, and wolves. Oh my.
We need to perhaps go back to the way that it used to be handled with these things, and I think it's called shoot, shovel, and shut up.
Yes. Well, I will never abdicate that on the radio.
I just suggested that perhaps we ought to do what we used to do.
And here we go again, though. Here we are. We're introducing predators back into the wilderness, and I promise you, give it a few years, and they're going to reintroduce grizzlies.
Yeah.
You know, and, I mean, not just black bears, but grizzlies. Because grizzlies, I mean, look at our state motto, our state flag, our state animal. Isn't it a grizzly bear on the flag?
Yeah.
And where are they? Well, they're not here, but they could be.
Do you know, before we people started messing around with all of this, it worked pretty good. It's called the survival of the fittest, and they kind of take care of the situation and keep everything in balance. We used to look at the doe hunts here in Shasta County, and we'd do a doe hunt when the population warranted it. But there were many times that when you checked with the people on their ranches and talked about, is there a doe hunt needed? And they would say, no, the herd's in good balance, and we don't need to do a doe hunt. And so we wouldn't do it for a few years, and then we would do one when the population needed it. But the herd will maximize itself and kind of, you know.
Well, but we have proof that that's not true. And one of our chat room guys just said it. He says, oh, yeah, introducing predators back into the wilderness, just like AB 109, Prop 47, and Prop 57.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not working.
Yeah, there you go. But
what they've done is they've made 109s, 47s, and 57 an endangered species because you can't hunt them. You can't put them in jail. You can't stop them. You can just give them tickets.
There you go.
That's it. You know what? Then we should treat them like we do a predator in the wild and put a tracking device on every one of them. And then there's an automatic phone call that comes to your house and says, oh, here's a guy that breaks into houses. He's walking in your neighborhood.
But they can't even notify him of where these bears and wolves and all that are. And they've made such a thing about they found one of them dead. And, oh, my gosh, they got a bigger manhunt out on him, and they do the last three terrorists. They make a big deal out of this wolf found out there. Poor wolf with a
Have you seen the photos of the mountain lions here in the area here in Redding?
God, yeah.
I don't know if they were photoshopped.
There are trees.
But there are trees. There are
people's backyards, and they're everywhere.
I saw the one in the backyard, and I thought, I wonder if that's real, if somebody just photoshopped that one. I mean, we got turkeys.
No, I actually, not this last year, year before, I actually knew somebody that had a mountain lion in their backyard, in their tree.
Shingletown.
Yeah.
That's up in Shingletown all the time.
Yeah.
Let's reintroduce grizzlies starting downtown Sacramento. Another good idea. I like that one, too.
In the capital. In the capital.
We'll bring in this surprise for the Senate, in the California Senate. We open it up, and it's two grizzly bears that are just, you know, upset.
Yeah.
And then turn them loose. So,
you
know, but this thing, you know, this is another example of, oh, we've got to protect the endangered wolves. But what about the endangered ranchers, the endangered cattle? Well, we will pay you. Now, here's the other thing. They'll pay you for every wolf kill or bear kill or lion kill of your animals. The only thing is, you've got to find it. I mean, I know that I've got 50 calves out here. I go back and check them in three days.
Yeah,
now I've got 48 calves.
Yeah.
Now I've got to find those other two calves. If you don't find them, or they are in such disrepair,
you can't prove what happened to them,
then the Fish and Game Department doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to prove to me. I'm not there, I'm just not going to pay you for not taking care of your animals. These have got to be killed by a predator. So you're kind of stuck on something like that, too.
Yeah. Anyway. I go back to, I think that you have an obligation to take care of your herd and protect them from whatever is out there.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I'm probably a good thing I'm not a rancher. I'd probably be in jail.
Well, you know what? I was out shooting squeaks one day up in northern California someplace. And this rancher whose place I was shooting on came out. And he had cattle out there, and he says, I hope you're not touching any of my babies out there. I said, no, sir, don't worry. You know, they're over here. I'm shooting in this direction. And I see he's got a rifle with him, and I said, what are you carrying? He says, oh, I'm carrying a 308. And he says, yep. He says, and this is what he said, bears, lions, and wolves. He says, I'm not going to lose $1,500, $3,000, $4,500. Because that's how much they're worth, you know, the cattle are worth. And that's all he said. And it was like, okay.
That's what I said. Shoot, shovel, and shut up.
Yep. Anyway. Okay. Wow. See, I know I could get you going. On the three big things,
sexual harassment.
Have you been sexually harassed? You've been.
Yes.
When you were in the Board of Supervisors, were you sexually harassed?
Not when
harassed?
I was on the Board of Supervisors.
Come on, tell me the truth.
Not when I was on the Board of Supervisors.
You sure?
No. And you know,
can I mention a few names just to see what you say?
About the people you're going to ask me.
Yeah, I'm just saying, how about this guy? How about this guy?
No,
you can say no, but we've brought his name out, so we've, you know.
We've tarred him. Yeah. And that's not a good idea. But I would say to you that I think a lot of it, and I think Linda would agree with me on this, a lot of that is attitude, and you either were going to put up with it or you weren't. My standard comment to somebody that grabbed at an inappropriate place was, and I did some cocktail waitressing in my younger years and bartending and all those things. I would just remind them kindly that the next time they're going to pull back a bloody stump.
There you go. We'll call you Stumpy. We're going to call you Stumpy from now on. When we get back, I'll tell you about Linda dropped off my truck yesterday and walked across the Cypress Street Bridge and what happened when she was walking across. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. We're beginning to get answers to some of our biggest questions regarding the GOP tax plan. Correspondent Wally Hines has his hand on the pulse and joins us now from Capitol Hill with a live report. Wally?
Bob, the plan will not touch retirement accounts. The maximum tax deferred amount you can contribute to your 401k remains at $18,000. It slashes the corporate tax rate to 20% and does away with the inheritance tax. It will nearly double the standard deductions for individuals and couples. There are a couple proposed changes for homeowners that are important to know about. For instance, limiting mortgage interest deductions to new homes valued up to $500,000, and it sets a limit on the amount of property taxes you can deduct at $10,000. Finally, it does away with the federal deduction for state income taxes. That's a provision that has met a fair amount of opposition from lawmakers from New Jersey, New York, other high-tax states. Bob?
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines joining us with a live report. Prosecutors say the suspect in this week's terrorist attack that killed eight people in New York is proud of what he did, acting U.S. Attorney Jun Kim.
In Mirandized interview statements with law enforcement last night and today, Saipov allegedly admitted that he was inspired to commit the attack by the ISIS videos he watched and had been planning this attack for 2 months.
And now President Trump doubling down on his belief the suspect should get the death penalty.
Last night and again this morning, the president tweeted that Saifullah Saipov should be put to death. He said he'd love to send the suspect to the Guantanamo Bay prison, but is concerned the judicial process there would take too long. On Twitter, he wrote, "Should move fast, death penalty." It's unclear if the president's comments could affect the prosecution's terrorism case against the suspect.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, fewer Americans standing in the unemployment line last week. More from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-566-2424. That's 800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Retailers are trying to step up their game online and in person for the holiday season, from dangling more discounts in the eyes of viewers and shoppers to livening up their stores when you go there in person.
Amazon, which is expanding into more areas, has opened its online store of Black Friday discounts. Department store chain Kohl's is hoping to woo new customers by emphasizing the exact amount people can save by stacking coupons and other deals. Meanwhile, Walmart will hold parties for customers, increase the number of product demonstrations, and expand the role of employees who help customers find the shortest register lines.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Scientists found a previously undiscovered hidden chamber in Egypt's Great Pyramid of Giza, the first such discovery in the structure since the 19th century. In a report published in the journal Nature today, an international team says the 30-yard void deep within the pyramid is situated above the Grand Gallery. More from townhall.com. The Houston Astros finally get the first World Series title in their history. More from correspondent Mark Myers.
For the first time, the Houston Astros are World Series champions, beating the Dodgers 5-1 in a winner-take-all Game 7. This one lacked the drama of previous games, as Houston scored 5 runs in the first 2 innings off an ineffective Yu Darvish, capped by a 2-run homer by George Springer.
Being able to put them on their heels early and not let them attack us was absolutely huge.
Springer had a record-tying 5 home runs in the series and was named MVP. L.A. stranded 10 runners against 5 Astro pitchers, with Charlie Morton going the last 4 innings to get the win. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow at this hour up by 15 points. The NASDAQ struggling a bit. It's off by 7. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark here on Thursday, November the 2nd, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can follow us all over the world. You can't escape, no matter how you're trying. Trish Clark.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings. It's 54 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 65 and a low of 50. Bob, you want to tell us the rest of that?
And as the day wears on, we will see increasing cloudiness and a chance of rain tonight. Rain is likely after midnight. That will continue on and off throughout the weekend. By the time we get around to Monday, we will be mostly sunny again, but we are definitely we're actually in a fall pattern.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
At Black Bear Diner, there's something for everyone, and they bring us this portion of the show. You can get huge portions of great old-fashioned family food and great prices for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They're on the corner. Well, they're not in the corner, but they're right there on Cypress and Hilltop, and you can find it really easy. Just go in there and feed your inner bear. Black Bear Diner, by the way, which started up here in Northern California, is headquartered right here in Reading. Speaking of headquartered right here in Reading, we have a gentleman with us today, Lance Beck. Good morning, Lance.
Hi, Carl. How are you?
We're fine. And Lance heads up North State Security. That was, in fact, you're the owner and the CEO and the president and all that.
I am.
And this was started 50 years ago.
1968 by my father, Archie, yes.
How did Archie get into this?
You know, Archie, I would say, had a vision. Moved the family north in 1960 from Sacramento, when Reading, I think, had a population of, maybe 9,000 people, 12,000 at the most, and established a janitorial service, of all things, and called Great Northern Janitorial Service, and the man worked very hard, many hours a day, built that up to one of the largest maintenance companies in the greater Reading area, and sold it and used what little profits to invest in his vision, which was to really introduce the private security idea to Northern California.
And, okay, and so from that spot, and if I, you and I talked one day, and he was doing a lot of this work himself.
He was, Carl, in the first few years. Keep in mind, I was a freshman in high school in 1968, to give away my age there. But he worked many hours a day. Sometimes it seems like up to 20. He was the salesman during the day, and he would work on the cars when our car when you know did all his own maintenance.
Our car
keeping the the mom being an Avon lady. There was a couple cars in the in the family there. It was the business was run out of the house actually in the early years, and you know there was a radio set up in the living room, you know, that squawked 24/7, and that was his first investment, a Motorola unit with the big antenna outside, and which I'm sure the neighbors just loved. But he did that, and then he went out at night and spent hours, you know, protecting the facilities that it hired and put trust in him to.
And your mom was the dispatcher. Huh?
She was the dispatcher.
And did he have any employees at all at that time?
Chris, I don't remember the essential details way back then, but he was a one-man show for a short period of time.
Okay.
And, there came a time where there was a need to hire a few, and I noticed the Excedrin bottle, you know, was more evident during that time.
Yeah, the more people you hire, the bigger that bottle gets.
Seems to be.
Anyway.
There's some good people out there, though.
Absolutely. Okay, so then did he insist that you follow in his footsteps?
No, not at all. He introduced the idea and had hopes that one of his three sons would have interest in it. And there were times where I might go out with him and ride around a little bit, and that was kind of thrilling until your high school friends saw you in a security rent-a-cop car and I gave him a reason to point and laugh. And so, the kid's pride gets in the way a little bit that way. But, it's just I had an opportunity a few years out of high school, basically, to step in and become a part of it. So I took that opportunity. I thought it would just be a part-time thing, but 43 years later, here I am. You know.
Wow. Well, they're coming up on your 50th anniversary for the business, and you've been involved for 43 years.
I have been, Trish.
Yeah, that's great. How many employees do you have now?
You know, I think we're right at about 130 state licensed trained security officers, and that that's not just right here in the greater Redding area. It also includes, up and down the I-5 corridor and over in Eureka.
You've got the largest privately owned security firm. North of Sacramento.
We do, north of Sacramento to the Oregon border.
To the Oregon border. Yes. Okay. I like to say when I'm talking about it that at any one time, North State Security probably has more cars out on the road than the police do during a shift.
Well,
more than the Sheriff's Department. That's a given.
Well, I'm thinking as many as both of them combined.
Probably so.
Yeah, we sure don't try to match their miles, though, but most are. Our units seldom exceed 10 miles an hour, especially all the work we do east of the river. We have 9 cars out throughout the, you know, given different shifts throughout a 24/7 period.
Okay. Yeah. Plus, that doesn't count the number of people you have just on patrol.
Absolutely not.
And you call you describe your employees as officers.
We do.
As opposed to, I guess guards, but
right. You know, my dad took offense to the word guards, and I kind of, I understood that. It just to him, it was kind of demeaning. I think in a move trying to professionalize the profession. And years ago, a long time before even some large companies started to refer to their employees as security officers, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he demanded that from as far back as I can recall. So.
Okay. We're here with Lance Beck, who is the president and owner of North State Security, largest privately owned security firm. And one of the reasons I wanted, Lance to come in, we're going to take a break here because I'm going to go get him a cup of coffee I just made. And I can make coffee. I make great coffee most of the time. With all the things, and you've been in this business for just personally for 43 years out of 50, the things that you've seen in Redding and the surrounding areas and how you've had to change what you do to kind of like meet these new threats that we're facing all the time. So we're going to do that right after the break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
My favorite candy store.
Your favorite candy store. And you know what? It's coming up on our 10th anniversary, so I'm going down to see Rebecca and Henry and see maybe we can find something to surprise Linda with. But now Linda's listening, and it's not a surprise. But it's, you know, it's the way. I think it's not just what it is. It's how you present it is the surprise. Yeah. You know, one time it was on a motorcycle trip. Sometimes it was others. But Four Winds Jewelry has a great selection of jewelry, state jewelry. And being the gemologist and being able to design it and build it is a big plus. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Trish Lark and Lance Beck of North State Security.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town about the shack outside the game.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460, downtown Reading, in the center of the reclamation of downtown Reading, right here at KCNR. 605-4567 is the phone number. It is 54 degrees, going up to 65 today. Rain is coming into the area perhaps tonight and for sure tomorrow. And I want to remind everybody that Linda's singing tonight at Wind River. Come out and join us. She sings from 6:30 to 8:30 with her band. Get there around 6 or 6:15 or whatever, or just, you know, they have a special menu out there. I think steak and lobster is, what, $25? Something like that.
You know, and a few people have not joined, come out for this event.
Yeah.
This is high-top entertainment. Good old, it's just like the cabarets and used to be, the piano bars, great, great music. I'm just telling you, you need to come out. There's an opportunity to dance, and this is the best entertainment that Shasta County has.
It is, and she's going to be there this month, the first Thursday of this month, of course, today. And then next month, and after that, it's going to be just special events out there, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day for that. So it won't be every month out there at Wind River. So here's a good chance to go out, 6:30, 8:30, have a nice dinner, enjoy yourself, and still be home early enough to get ready for the next day's work. Okay, hey, we're here with Lance Beck, who is the owner and the president of North State Security. They've been doing this for 50 years. Lance has been in it since he was in high school, so like 43 years for you, buddy.
That's right.
So when your dad started it, you know, and your mom was a dispatcher, and it was him and maybe a couple other guys, and now you're up to like 136 sworn officers out there, and you reach from Sacramento all the way up to the Oregon border. What are some of the changes? Would you say the more drastic changes that you've seen?
You know, first and foremost, I would say the attitude of people, and you know, there's been a serious increase, and of course, as we all know, the vagrancy issues that we're dealing with. And you know, there was a, back in those eras, there was, in that era, there was it would be a big deal. I can remember there was a man that would walk down the street a couple steps and he'd stop and he'd spin, and everybody called him Spinner. But there was some personalities like that that kind of stuck out. But there was literally, not that I recall, any homeless people or transient traffic that you dealt with.
There were a few hobos.
There was a few hobos, Chris.
That's right.
Exactly.
They come through on the trains and
yeah,
literally travel that
literally
way.
With a knapsack on their back.
Exactly. You know?
Or people that did have mental problems that were treated, or they were, you know, people were, they were taken care of. You didn't have the ones that were the dramatic numbers we have today.
Right. And the other thing is they, most of these fellows, even back then, when I started driving patrol with North State Security in the mid-70s, they were kind guys. You know, they're just moving along, you know, to the next area. That's why they called them transients, I suppose. And but they meant no harm to anybody. And, you know, if they were on a piece of private property, they'd kindly get up and move their stuff and be out of your hair. So.
And the other probably the main difference I bet you see is that they were, if they were on something, it was alcohol.
Exactly. Right. Yeah,
they had a brown paper bag.
Yeah, it was many years. It was a lot of years thereafter until we first started finding needles laying around.
Did you go through any time, you know, in any different of the different decades that crime started going up, or that there was spikes in it, or, you know, that you remember?
You know, one thing that really kind of sticks out, we've been fortunate in having Shasta Union High School District is a large client of ours for well mm-hmm. over 30 years. And I look back in the mid-80s, during that time, Chief Blankenship, there was a point in time in the mid-80s, I believe, where gangs from down south started to rear their ugly heads and trying to, you know, establish mm-hmm. control of their own turf in whichever ways they saw fit. And the chief at that time became very proactive. He assigned Butch Brown at the time. I think Butch is recently retired as Lieutenant Brown, but Butch was a gang expert, having transferred up from police department down south with a fair amount of knowledge on how these guys operated and, you know, their signage and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, the chief was really on it, and the department was able to really over a period of a year or two, and you might recall some of that.
Absolutely.
I think the city council kind of really leaned into it, too.
Well, and the Board of Supervisors, Molly Wilson, was very, very involved in the first gang task force.
Right.
She and Bob Blankenship, as you indicate, there, and I and Maurice Johannesson, we all saw it as a real detriment to Shasta County, and were able to stave it off and get a hold of it pretty quickly.
Definitely. It was very impressive. I mean, there was a couple of homicides right in front of everybody that kind of woke everybody up, I think.
Drive-by shooting, or something like that, just like gang in L.A.
Yeah, the crud you'd hear of, coming out of Fresno or areas like that. And so, they did. They got very proactive and squashed that for the most part. And I was quite proud of our city for being as proactive as they were.
Well, and now here it is, what, 30 years later, 2017. But this ring thing really started, like, I would say 6 years ago when AB 109 started.
Right.
What have you noticed since, say, in the last 10 years then?
In the last decade, Carl, it's changed the playing field entirely. Mm-hmm. It's becoming, on an internal viewpoint from running a business, it's become more difficult staffing the needs of our clientele that has grown quite significantly because it's dangerous out there. And, we are not sworn. These guys make nothing compared to what a sworn Reading policeman make, and we're asking a lot out of them. And
are your officers armed?
Trish, right now I would say 50% of my patrol division officers are armed, meaning we have 12 active drivers plus supervisors. So I'm saying six or seven of them are. Something we watch pretty closely.
Are they concealed carry or open carry?
They're open carry, right.
They've been through this different classes and different schools that they get licensed for that.
Right. We fall under the jurisdiction of the Bureau of Security and Investigative Services, which is an offshoot of the Department of Consumer Affairs. And the training is
And one of the other things that you do too is that some of the training is how to de-escalate too,
right?
That you do, and which is a big thing because the police are doing it, everybody's doing it, is trying to find, instead of just going in there and moving people away, is that to de-escalate something to get them to move.
Right,
that's what you were telling me. You had that.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you come in through the office door in the morning, and there may be 30 incident reports from the previous night, and a high percentage of those are incidents that have occurred where our guys have had up close personal interaction with people that are in areas they shouldn't be. They're on private property, and we educate our guys to treat everybody like you'd like to be treated yourself, that old adage. And 85% of the time, it works pretty good. You ask the difference now compared to 10 years ago, that 15% that we're running into have become far more unpredictable and flat-out dangerous. A lot of people are carrying knives. We've had knives pulled on us. Had an incident just the other night where that occurred, and it's created situations where my patrolmen in the field have had to defend themselves, even with the use of pepper spray. Thank goodness no bullets be flying, but it's very concerning.
Of course it is, because you're putting people out there. You're not paying them $100,000 a year because, right. it would price private security out of the game if they paid as much as we do our officers. But
Carl, we've always been, I felt, a half decade behind the realities of what you see in large metropolitan areas such as even the Sacramento area or the Bay Area. That way, the trends there that are popular and rates being charged for your services, gravitate, they are not acceptable here just yet.
Well, and there's lots of reasons for that.
Of course, the cost of living is still cheaper here than it is in the Bay Area as well.
Well, exactly. So, you know, you weigh the whole
thing. But people are out there. Businesses are facing this. They're facing that when they walk in the morning, there's somebody sitting in front or laying in front of their store. There's people that are defecating, and there's people that are stealing. And this is where, and the police can't be everywhere, nor will they be at places, you know, that when you call them, it could take them an hour to get there because there's no, you know, it's just somebody standing there or something like that. And this is where North State Security, this is where you guys are, you know what, if you've got a contract with you all and somebody's sitting there, your guys are going to come by and get them out of there.
We are. And we also offer a special response service that way where, you know, if a company, 10 o'clock in the morning, you have a stranger show up that won't go away or is intimidating your customers outside, you can call and we'll... we average 8 minutes or less in arriving.
And this is for somebody that it's not a guy with a gun or anything like that where cops will roll really fast, as you can imagine. This is for somebody that's bothering your business, bothering your customers, and they'll call you, and you can get somebody there in eight minutes.
Yeah, generally, if it's in the hard rating, that's about all it takes us to get there.
Okay, and then you just... And you take care of that.
We do
problem.
Our best to diffuse the situation. And
get the people to move on.
Right. And, you know, a high percentage of the time it works well. And, you know, maybe a little screaming and shouting from the perpetrator, but off they go. And if it doesn't, my guys know, and I won't continue to retain somebody that's ultra-aggressive and, you know, is looking for a fight that way. So, you know, you kindly approach them and ask them, advise them that they're in an area that... his private property, and they may be intimidating people. Your actions, whatever it was the person was doing, is not acceptable, and, you know, we'd kindly ask you to move on down the road, sir. And, you know, usually they do, and if not, and they get aggressive verbally, or at times, like I said earlier, they may raise a fist and shake it at you and, you know, threaten to do some things that I probably shouldn't say on the air. But at that point, my guys will back off, or they better back off and call police.
Okay.
Because some of these guys will, in fact, carry through. I mean, we've had, I don't know, four or five actual attacks this year alone that way where they got ugly quick.
Yeah. You know.
But what they're doing, though, is with your guys, you can move 85 to 90% of them on, is that they're also there, though, is that even if they back off, there's still that barrier between you and your business and the bad guy or bad woman. And they called the police at this point. Now the police are rolling. So, and they're going to be there to make sure that your business is still okay, and this guy just doesn't come in
right.
Your business. Or,
well, the other thing, too, is we have often backed up our own people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, during the day, we just have one. We're about ready to add a second part-time driver because everything is going on during the daytime hours. And on quite often, one of the guys, my main staff at the office, will roll to back up one of our officers.
Okay, we're here with Lance Beck, who is the owner of North State Security, largest security firm north of Sacramento. It goes all the way to Oregon, and we're talking about how things have changed in the last. You know, they're celebrating their 50th year as Dad started the business, and that how things have changed, especially in the last 10 years. And, you know, the different types of training they have to give to their officers and how long it takes them 8 minutes to get to your place. Now, this isn't just regular, like, tours through. This is if you have a problem and you call North State Security, they're going to have a guy or girl there in 8 minutes or around 8 minutes.
Right.
And there to assist. So we're going to talk about that. When we come back, I want to talk about the fact is that you are continuing to expand and hiring now.
Okay.
And some of the graduates of North State Security, and some people may be surprised about this. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. If you're looking for a customized home care solution that provides quality and compassion in home care, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. As I've always said, if Bob needs in-home quality health care, bad Bob, I'm going to call Sharon Clark at Home Helpers. 226-8350. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds this Thursday in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Come join me from 6:30 to 8:30, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's this Thursday in Overtime Lounge, 6:30 to 8:30, Ladybot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
How long has she had to plug me?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. Thursday, November 2nd.
Thursday morning.
54 degrees going up to 65 today with a low of 50 tonight. It's going to be raining. Start raining tomorrow and over the weekend. Maybe
turn the sprinklers
up.
off.
You know what? Today I turn the sprinklers off.
I'm going out when I get home and turn them all off.
Turn them all off. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Bethans Avenue, man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Got to make sure I'm looking great next week for the Marine Corps ball. Okay, we're here, of course, with Trish Clark and Bad Bob, but we also are here with Lance Beck, who is the owner and CEO and just main guy over at North State Security. And North State Security is, gosh, on their 50th year. Pretty soon. Yeah. And it's the largest privately owned security firm north of Sacramento.
To the Oregon border.
To the Oregon border. Got all types of guys and girls out there.
We do. You know, it's an interesting plethora of personalities.
I bet.
You know.
Okay, now, because of what's going on, did you want...
I wanted to follow up on a statement that he made just as we were going off the air.
Okay.
You indicated that you were going to be thinking about hiring someone else for the daytime shift.
Right, we're looking at expanding as we've done at night.
Because so much is going on, I mean, is that an indication that there's just more of them? They're becoming more brazen, more in people's face? Used to be they were.
It is. Yeah, what happens is we have paying customers that we're assuring that we'll visit their sites, you know, perform general security inspections throughout the greater Redding area between, you know, the daytime hours, say between 8 in the morning and 5 at night. The calls, the special responses that I've referred to are becoming so numerous that one officer can no longer keep up, so it's pulling my staff. We still have our quick response, but it's, you know, I have 4 men at work within the office throughout the entire day that are including myself, which I've been a few years since I've been out on a special response. But
still has that baseball bat in his office. Of course, that's for
right.
something else.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Well, you're looking for people right now, and we've talked a little bit about that. And the a lot of times, you know, they've gone through the training and they've got some experience. This is a stepping stone to a sworn officer job.
It is, and I couldn't even begin to count the number of people and individuals that have used us that way and given us a year or two's of really good quality performance in the field.
I can name one right now, Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Tom, better start with he went to work for my father. As a young lad out of Red Bluff, California, from what I recall. You know, I think he worked for, if I remember way back then, Tom worked for us when he was putting himself through college, I think. So wow. We used it, and it's always, in his case, I'm sure my father sat with Sheriff John Balma, who he was a personal friend of, and had good things to say about him on the when their investigators came around to do the background check. And that always makes you feel real good to be able to, you know, pay kudos to a young man or woman that have given us their all and, you know, showing their integrity. And
we have several officers from the whole area here, you know, I mean, up to now lieutenants and stuff like this that have been, you know, started with North State Security.
Most definitely. I mean, there's a handful of guys on RPD right now that started with us. So
it's a way to do it. Now, here's the other thing, too, is I have pushed for years to have the city start using private security. North State Security to be a kind of force multiplier for the police and for other things. And
some of the things that we're requiring officers to do, now put them off to the North State Security.
And give them to North State Security.
Privatized part of their duties.
And and because you all already do work for the city already.
We do and have for a number of years. Yeah. Our relationship stretches back to probably 30 plus years. Actually, longer than that, almost 40. We've been a primary provider of security at the Redding Municipal Airport since 1980.
And you've also got the power plants. You've got all types of things that
there's probably 14 or 15 different locations.
And see, this to me makes sense. We don't have enough money, and plus with our unfunded liabilities and all this, and we're still short 8 officers and at least 12 community service officers. It's always made sense to me is to use people like North State Security to do things like the trails, the river trails, having, you know, forces out there on in different spots that can report. But they're trained also, as you said, 85% of the time, a presence, a voice, I'm sorry, you have to move on, or just being there keeps people from doing stuff.
That's it right there, Carl, in a nutshell. Like with the bike patrol, we have a definitive starting date. Will be the week of December 5th.
So that's...
It's a done deal. So we're moving in that direction. The minute details were confirmed yesterday. So we've got some work to do in the next 5 weeks to, you know, nail it down, all the little details. And so it's going to be fairly involved.
So they've expanded it out. So, and this is, you know, see, this is the perfect job, the perfect vision I had for something, you know, for North State Security and our police working together is to put North State Security on the trails. And you can, you know, it's going to be cost effective. It's going to be great for safety. It's going to have your guys out there. It's going to have people. People are going to feel safer out on the trails because they know your guys are out in the trails all the time.
Right. We've taken special interest in this. I'll call it a project because it's a bit different from our normal assignment in that we kind of had a laugh. Well, Are we going to put our employees that are on the bikes in the tights that some of the bikers wear? Yeah, probably not. But they are going to have a defense. Probably not. Yeah.
Bandit.
Hey, you know, here we go. Bob, you and I could we could apply with Lance, and you and I could. What great exercise would that be? We'd be off, up and down on the bikes all day.
I was hoping you had an extra minute or so after our talk today. I wanted to talk to you about that.
Yeah, recruit us. Recruit us for
that. Just a part-time position.
You know, the other thing that I
But it's good. It's good for your cardiovascular.
That's right.
And every so often, you get to whip out the pepper spray and use it, you know.
There'll be customers.
The other thing I don't think people realize is that the footprint of the city of Reading is so large.
Oh, my gosh.
With the annexations that took place in the late 80s and reached out all the way out to Airport Road.
Exactly.
All the way out to almost Whiskey Town on one side. I mean, the footprint of the city of Reading is absolutely huge.
Right.
Those people, it's actually larger than the city of San Francisco, the footprint of the city of Reading.
No kidding.
It
wow.
is. And there was a lot of conversation back in the 80s about that, and would they feasibly be able to deliver the services that a citizen of Reading is entitled to?
Right.
Well, I can guarantee you, if you live out by the airport in the city of Reading, your response time is considerably different than it's going to be if you live in downtown Reading.
You can count on it, right.
And, okay, so having said that, that, to me, is a place for North State Security, because those people, they deserve a presence out in their communities, even if they're out off Airport Road or out near Whiskey Town or one of those places.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Those are the things that they could do a lot of security clearances through North State Security and have a presence there in a more rapid manner than they're going to get it from the
police department.
It's
funny that you mentioned that. That's we have our beats broken in, probably much like any police department, 8 different beats. That happens to fall in our what we call the Paul beat. And we're passing Airport Fig Tree Lane 4 times a night, you know, various times between the hours of 7 p.m. And 6 in the morning, you know, with different clientele out there.
You know, I'm seeing, though, is that since, you know, you all are prepared and you're expanding, is that, you know, but I see what you're saying, too. You could even put a satellite office out in those other places as more and more people sign up to be able to have somebody come out there and check. You know, if you're out in, you know, in the suburbs and you're hearing stuff in your backyard or in your, you know, and they're paying you for the security there, is that somebody shows up then.
Right.
And says, okay, hey, I'm here. You know, I mean, because the police can't make it there. And so, anyway, we got to take a break. We're with Lance Beck, the president of North State Security, and we're talking about how they've expanded out, how they're, you know, they're looking for people, for good people, that can pass a background check. It's probably not quite as stringent as the for the police or
it's
highway
not
patrol.
Too far. It doesn't lag too far. Yeah.
But it's still pretty stringent.
Right. I do want to make mention, too, when we come back on air, Carl, of another aspect of the bike patrol at the city trail, too.
The other thing I want to talk about, too, is how your eyes and ears out there, how it helps our police and sheriff's department also.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction business in California, teaches in 30 counties, not just concealed carry, but tactical rifle, defensive pistol, advanced pistol, all of these classes. You can register online at usgunpro.com or give him a call, Ted Leidy, a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. My office, along with the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, would like to invite you to a free event, Opioid Crisis and Addiction, Stopping the Cycle in Shasta County. Our keynote speaker is Sam Quinones, author of the book Dreamland. This free event will explore the opioid crisis and drug epidemic affecting our very own community. Join us for this free event on Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. If you are a parent, educator, teen, community member, law enforcement, or healthcare professional, I urge you to attend. That's Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. Please call 225-5220 for more information.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation is participating in North State's Giving Tuesday, powered by Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Join the generosity movement and support your local wildlife this November 28th between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. Visit www.northstategives.org/ShastaWildlifeRescue. Like us on Facebook and get updates on this event and discover more of what we do for this beautiful North State we call home.
Thank you, North State, for helping us help wildlife.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Thursday, the 2nd of November. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa joins us, well, via phone. Also, Gary Hayward, who heads up the Wind River Resort and Casino, plus the Redding Development, Rancheria Development portion of Redding Rancheria, will be my co-host again. Gary and I will be here, and we will slap around different ideas and then talk to Congressman LaMalfa. Maybe. No, we won't slap him around at all. Nah. But I'm here with...
There's some good questions. I'll have to give you a list.
Give me a
when
list.
When I leave here so that you can talk
well,
to
Well, I'm telling you what. There's a lot of things going on right now,
sure
Congressman,
is.
That you know that we need to talk about.
Yes.
Including the budget and all these other things. This 401k thing that just popped up. You know, Trump's already said that's not
going
to fly.
It's
not going anywhere. Anyway, but we're here with Lance Beck, who has business, who is flying here and flying high because... This is the 50th year for the business here. His dad started it back when you were just a pup.
I was just a pup.
I have a question from a personal. Okay, let's say just an average everyday citizen wants to have a function at a rental facility, the VFW Hall or the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson, and they want to hold some kind of a party that involves alcohol or those things. Can they hire somebody from North State Security to be a presence at the facility?
Trish, I would say there's 52 weekends in a month, right? I bet 50 of them we have at least one event, if not three, that fall right into that category. And we will talk with the person wanting or requesting the service and, you know, take a look at what it really involves. And if it's really, you know, there comes a point in time where we have to consider the risk factors. And any time where you have adult beverage and a lot of kids mixing, I have a tendency to, that kind of throws up a red flag to me. And there are frequent times where we'll say, you know, I just probably don't have the officers available to staff that this weekend. Thanks for calling.
But you're still working 50. You're still working every weekend, two or three events.
Unquestionably. Yeah.
Okay, I'm a private citizen. I live on, you know, I live down here in town. Can I call up North State Security and say, hey, look, I really would like somebody to come by the house. I'm going to be on vacation.
We do that a lot too, Carl. Everybody says, why not the whole neighborhood hire a service such as this? And it gets dicey in putting that together because
there's always the 10 on the block that want to pay for it and the 3 that absolutely don't, but you got it.
Right.
They get the benefit. It's like a private permanent road division.
I've been there, done that. I've sat before many, many homeowners associations or groups of citizens that have a great idea, and it is a great idea, that are concerned
absolutely
for their livelihoods and their possessions and whatnot, but that's just it. You know, unless you have an organization, I decided long ago, we want one check. We'll do that, but the payment's going to come in one check. It's not going to be...
Give me a credit card.
364.
Yes.
You know, it just doesn't work that way.
Now, you had something you wanted to talk about here. We only got like 5 minutes left.
Back on talking about the River Trail, too, I wanted to put emphasis that this will be the first time in the history of Reading, too, where there'll be services provided for what I'll call the infrastructure of our fine city through the Department of Public Works, where we'll be checking, you know, some of the water, where the water that we drink, the inlets, you know, and how the water's filtered into these pump houses and whatnot.
Sure, making sure there's not anything.
Yeah, you know, checking the streams and, you know, the peripheral property close by, looking for suspicious activity and anything. We'll have a big walkthrough here in a few weeks, I'm sure, that, you know, we'll learn all the inside information on what to look for, and that'll be a part of our patrols, too. So there's more to it than just protecting the casual group of women that are out walking the trail or riding the bikes. And
now, your people are going to be
multifaceted.
Well-defined out there, too. They're going to be on bikes. They're going to be wearing special clothing or anything so you can see them easily?
Yes, they will be.
Okay. Yeah,
we're going with there'll be a public groundbreaking.
Spandex.
I almost did that. it'll be a
spandex, by the way, is not a right. Spandex is a privilege.
It'll be unique apparel, I'll just
unique
say.
Unique apparel,
that. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Someone will be armed, too. Will someone be armed?
No, this will be unarmed.
Okay.
They'll be allowed to carry pepper spray and, you know, anything less than a lethal weapon.
So, you've got to be able to do that. Okay, so... you know, and I know what you're talking about, like the intakes, because some of these places have now become little campgrounds, and the sewage goes right into the water, right there in front of the intakes.
Yeah, it's
so that water is intaken with all the sewage.
We can't deny that fact.
It's there. Yeah. Linda walked across, and I want to talk about this. Linda dropped off the truck at Crown yesterday, and I'm picking it up today. But she then was going to meet somebody over at a little restaurant across the river. And so she walked across the bridge. And she said, first of all, the bridge is longer than it looks. But when you're driving over it at 40 miles an hour, you can get right by there. But she's driving, and she's looking at people that are on the bridge. And then she could see things like the people under the bridge and alongside the river. And she's just – it was just like –
it's appalling.
Wow. And the trash and all this. It was. And so and I said, so, yeah. She said, yeah, I had, you know, I went down. I had my New York walk on. And I was looking at people. And she says, I've had cigarette. I'd had it in my mouth. And I'm like, oh, geez. Oh, here we go. And I said, I pulled my hood up. I said, oh, now you're wearing a hoodie. Yeah, I walked with my hoodie. And, okay. Anyway, so it's there. That's what I was getting at. It's there. And North State Security not only can protect your business, not only has a special service where people can call you and you show up in 8 minutes, but they can take care of parties, they can take care of your house while you're on vacation, or just coming by your house during regular scheduled patrols.
Carl, it's all about, in a nutshell, and in my firm belief doing this for so many years, it's all about prevention through high visibility. and an officer looking the part, knowing how to act and present him or herself in the public eye that way, and being proactive in making contacts, you know, if you're unsure of whether this certain person belongs, or, you know, something, you sense a little tension over in a certain area, being proactive and talking about, you know, approaching those people and finding out.
If the North State and the city of Reading can become a little better known for a place where it's uncomfortable to be, as opposed to how many benefits you can get when you come here, less people will come.
Oh, exactly.
If they find out that there's a lot of security going on in that community,
you
don't want to be there.
And there's nothing wrong with having another unit out there with eyes and ears, because you share with the police department.
Right, and I want to put special emphasis on that. We do not pretend to be police officers.
But your other eyes and ears and...
Exactly.
Great. Yeah. Okay, we got to run. How do people get a hold of you?
Hey, 24/7... call 243-0295.
There you go.
The family, it's been in the family for literally 60 years. So
it should be your own phone number.
It was, yeah.
Okay, Lance Beck, the leader of the North State Security, the owner, the CEO, has done a lot for our community and is continuing to. And in fact, they're even expanding helping with our infrastructure, our trails, and just people's businesses. Has an alert squad that goes out and gets there in about eight and a half minutes if you've got problems. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer for a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah, in closing, too, I want to add, let the community know that as we move into our 50th year, we're going to be doing some fun things. Haven't decided on exactly how we're going to go about it, but again, a houseboat to give away and some things lesser than that, and showing our appreciation.
Houseboat to give away.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, wow. I got to follow
this. A houseboat trip to give away.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But we'll be talking more about that as that gets closer.
Right. That's coming in the next 12 months. So we're going to have some fun with that.
We sure will.
One final thing, Frontier Senior Center breakfast this Sunday, 8 to 11.
That's great. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Remember, tomorrow, Congressman LaMalfa will be here with us. Have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. We know where the good guys are. North State Security.
Thanks.
The news is brought to you in progress on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hill.